Blog Talk Radio.
Passover, everyone.
Thank you. Happy Passover.
Amen. As we get
to say happy Passover.
Amen. Happy Passover. We are wanting to take the time and let other people get here. So how was everyone's day? Everybody have a good preparation day?
Yeah. And I read what each element represented on the Passover cedar plate, and I put it on my wall. And it was exciting, the stuff that I learned today. So, yes, it's been a great question.
Amen.
It's really just,
Amen. Shalom, Sister Mary, Sister Denise.
Shalom.
Right, amen.
How are you?
And you got? I'm fine. Just been one of those days. One of those blessed days, you know, where
amen.
You are. There's always something left to do, no matter how well you plan. You always seem to leave
right.
out something.
Right.
So, nevertheless, this is the Passover of Yah. And, you know, I'm thankful that it's here. I am so, so glad and blessed to be able to take part in another one. Brother Isaiah, how are you doing?
Not only thankful to be here, thankful to even know of it.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Shalom, shalom, bro, grace and peace. It's been one of them days too, man. Super
hey,
long, long day. Man, praise God. I'm glad I'm here. Hey, happy Passover, everybody. Happy Passover.
Well, I know I sent out the requirements list a little bit late. It's not, you know, it's not required, because everybody can celebrate Passover at their house, how Yah leads them. I just wanted to have something formal that we were doing as a body for this day. And that we recognize the Most High, you know, in it. But anyway, go ahead, my brother. Brother Isaiah, do you have a shofar?
No, I don't. But I had enough time to grab the bread and wine, so I got it
amen.
All right here in front of me. But I'm here. I got my Bible stuff ready in case you need anything.
Amen. Well, I might ask you to read with me. Maybe we'll split this reading up in Exodus chapter 15.
Oh, okay, amen. I'm going to go back
Exodus
right now.
Chapter 1 through 15.
Matter of fact, you want to just, you, okay, when you do a lesson, you want me to just read for you tonight since it's Passover?
Oh, it's not a lesson. This is an observance, and I don't want to do, only thing I want to expound upon is what the Passover is about. Because it is the Passover, and but we want to do what the scripture said. We are to read about what the Most High did for our forefathers, and then we are to remember Messiah in it. So
okay.
I'm not really doing a precept.
All right. Well, I just whatever
really
you read, I just read it. Okay.
Reading, yeah. So I'll let you know when I want for you to read. Amen.
Okay, amen.
Because I was even going to, you know, if the sisters want to participate, I'm going to let them read also if they want to.
Oh, amen.
Oh, amen. We get
so,
to read if we want to. Amen.
If you want to read, I will allow you to read on tonight because it's just reading. It's not expounding. It's not teaching.
Amen. I would love to.
So then, all right, any of the other sisters? Amen.
They're over here saying that they would love for me to read for tomorrow.
Amen. Well, you know, this is a feast, but we know that it's a solemn feast. It's a holy day. There's nothing, preventing the sisters from participating and reading. There's it's not going to be any teaching or expounding, so there's no harm in that. And I really like for the sisters to participate. So I will break it out, and we will go ahead and get started. And as people come in, you know, if they wonder what's going on, then they should have got here on time. All right, so we're going to start off because we are supposed to blow the shofar in the feast days, okay? And so we want to start this off with the blowing of the shofar. Give me a minute to get my lips tuned up. Okay, you ready? I'm going to blow for 2 minutes. So I don't know what time it is starting right now, but I'm going to try to blow it. Not constant 2 minutes. I ain't got that kind of wind, but we want to blow at least for 2 minutes to represent each of the millennials that we have been scattered.
Amen.
don't know how long that was, but I'm tired.
You have one more minute, Brother Miles. Oh, no, you're at 2 minutes. You're at 2 minutes, Brother Miles.
How many seconds left?
That was
I think about 3 minutes. I think you passed 3 minutes, Brother Miles.
Ooh, man, I'm sweating.
Ooh, wee.
Amen.
Hot in the fifth.
Blessed be Yah, Elohim, who has brought us salvation and has declared that the trumpet, the shofar, should be blown in the feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. All right. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for this day that you have ordained, that you have given us, that you delivered your people Israel. You delivered our forefathers. You delivered us. Father, and we are oh so thankful, and we want to be 100% observant, Father, in the work that you have done, in the salvation that you have provided. And we want to honor you this day. And give you glory and give you praise. Because for without you, our fathers would have died in Egypt. We would have been assimilated into the population. All the male children would have been killed and the women ravished. Father, so we thank you for delivering our forefathers and our people out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And Father, we thank you for our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, for all the work that he went through, for being obedient and going to the cross, for opening up a way for his people to come back to you, Yah, for being our Passover lamb, for in him we have our being, we have our salvation. We have our purpose for living. Father, so we just thank you and we appreciate you. We appreciate what Messiah did, that he bore our sins, even being despised and hated, misunderstood. He was obedient unto death. And for that, we will always be thankful. For without that death, we have no way into the kingdom. We have no salvation. So, Father, we do this. We observe this day, and we keep it in reverence to you and in reverence to Mashiach and the work done on the cross. So, Father, let us go forth tonight, and let us celebrate you and all that you have done for your people. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Yah, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we thank you for it. We are unworthy. And yet you saw fit to save a wretch like me. So, Father, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that I am. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for blessing your people. Thank you for providing for us. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right. Let us step into this service. Because this Passover, we know that our forefathers went into Egypt 70 strong, came out in the millions. And the way that the Most High delivered them, he said that we were to always remember this. But this was a type and a shadow of what he was to do for Israel and for the world. And so it is a holy feast day that he has said that we will honor, and we want to honor him in it. All right, let me have everyone now. If you're in your house by yourself, then you're the head of your house. You will be doing these things for yourself. If you are in a group, I want you to pick one of you who's going to be the leader of the group for this Passover. Okay, and so you're going to be doing the portion that the leader does in the service. I will be conducting, but at your house, with your children or with friends, one of you take the head, and you can volunteer. Do it by age, do it by respect, however you want to do it. Just let one of you lead at the house there. So I want you to go ahead and pour you some wine or some grape juice in a cup right now. And when everybody has done that, just go ahead and say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you have wine, there's about four drinks in this. You know, I want you to be responsible. We're not drinking to get drunk. Or really even have a buzz, but you know, if you're drinking wine, you may get a buzz. All right. So this is out of respect for the Most High and the work that He did in delivering us out of Egypt, and it's in direct respect of Messiah and His death. And so we don't want to be disrespectful of His death. So Yah, we thank you, Elohim. We thank you for freeing our forefathers from slavery. We thank you for delivering us from slavery in the land that we're in. We thank you for bringing us out of Egypt, the house of bondage, and into the promised land. We thank you for Messiah going to the cross and delivering us from sin, the bondage of sin. And all the people, repeat after me. Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Creator of the fruit of the vine.
Creator of the fruit of
All right. Each one of you should have a bowl that was filled with water. And you're going to, you know, your hands should probably already be clean, but you're going to dip your fingers in the water, wash your hands, and then dry them. And this signifies that we approach Elohim with a clean heart, a clean and a pure heart. Amen. So if you'll go ahead and pass the bowl around right now or the dish, whatever you're using, wash your hands and dry them. Amen. Father, we come before you. It is you who has washed us from our sins. It is you that has justified us. Father, we just want to approach you with a clean and a pure heart and a humble spirit. Yes. Amen. Now, as part of your cedar or part of your Passover meal, you're supposed to get some either parsley or some celery. And you should have a cup of salt water. Everyone that has the cup of salt water and the parsley or the celery, I want you to take the celery and dip it into the salt water. Remember now, this is Passover, so you want to eat all of this. All right, so if you have dipped your celery or parsley in the salt water, I want you to go ahead and eat it. Eat all of it because this represents our tears in slavery.
Brother Miles, can I come with you?
I'm sorry,
what? Amen. I just have a new celery stick and I got it really
good. Amen. We know that our time in bondage, both in the past and present, has been horrific, and we're still suffering from the after effects of it. So we should be able to identify with this. And however much celery you put on your plate, you need to eat it all. Love it. All right. Is everybody eating their vegetables?
Amen.
All right. Did somebody fix them a veggie plate or something?
No.
Really, amen. I got to finish chewing what I got. Hmm. All right, if everybody's ready, can you give me an amen?
Amen.
All right, and everyone repeat after me. Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Creator of the fruit of the earth.
Creator of the
fruit of the earth.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Already have the matzah, the crackers broken. These crackers, if you do this at your house, these crackers represent Messiah's body. And then if you're doing it as a family and you have young kids around, it is a common practice to hide a piece of this somewhere in the house for the kids to go find it. But as the matzah is broken, remember that Messiah's body was also broken for us. And let us do the blessing. Everybody take a piece of flatbread or your matzah and raise it up. Just a minute. Let me get what I need here. All right. Everybody got their matzah and they got it raised up. Blessed art thou,
yeah.
Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. This bread is like the bread that our forefathers had upon leaving Egypt. The absence of yeast represents the absence of sin in our lives due to redemption of that sin through Yeshua. All right, everybody put your matzah down. And let's drink, take a drink of your wine or of your grape juice, whichever one you have. And let's toast to the Most High Elohim. Here to you, Yah Elohim, King of the universe, who brings forth the bread from the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to ask one of the sisters. No, I'm going to ask Brother Isaiah. Do you have the paper, Brother Isaiah, for this service?
Hi. I would say, Brother Miles.
Do you have a paper for this service?
I didn't get a chance to check, but let me check.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, don't worry about it right now.
Okay.
One of the sisters, would you read the questions, the four questions? Or how many sisters? Let's just let the sisters just take a turn. One, two, three, and four.
Yes, sir. So I'll read one.
Well, 227 girls.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Yeah, you can go ahead with question number one.
Okay, Brother Miles. Number one. On other nights.
I'm sorry for cutting off, but the speaker is completely too far from the mouth. I don't hear anything.
Okay. All right, sister, whoever read, I think that was Sister Rhea, could you get closer to your phone?
Can you hear me now, Brother Miles and Brother Isaiah?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Question number one says, on other nights, we don't dip our food. Why do we dip our food twice tonight?
Amen. Question number two. Who wants to read that one? All right. Do we have them in front of us? I tell you what, Sister Rhea, let's make this simple. Why don't you just go ahead and read all four questions?
Sister Mary wants me to read number three really quick. On the other nights, we eat other vegetables. Why do we eat pasta tonight?
Okay, who read question number two?
Sister Denise.
Oh, wait a minute. Sister Denise got to do that again. I didn't hear her.
Okay, Sister Denise, did not hear you. Okay, other night, we eat regular bread. Why do we eat only masa tonight?
All right, amen. Now, Sister Mary.
On other nights, we eat other vegetables. Why do we eat parsley tonight?
Okay, so you have parsley or celery. And then Sister Maria, number four. Yeah, or celery.
Amen.
Sister
amen,
Maria,
number
four.
Amen, number four. On other nights, we sit in chairs. Why do we recline tonight?
All right. Now, typically, I know that I'm not able to recline tonight, but this is supposed to be in a family setting, and you would be reclined. You wouldn't be sitting up, but you would be perhaps sitting on the floor or kind of relaxed at this point. This represents tonight is different because of we remember that Elohim rescued us from slavery and the slavery of our sin. We dip our food to remind us of the tears shed in our slavery. Eating matzah reminds us of the Hebrew people hurried leaving Egypt and the sinlessness of Yeshua. Horseradish reminds us of the bitterness of slavery, both in Egypt and to our sin. We recline as if we're royalty because we are a free people. Elohim delivered us out of bondage. Messiah delivered us out of bondage. And we are free indeed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We're going to start to read the Passover story. I want each one of you to get your piece of matzah. I want you to get your glass of wine or your glass of grape juice. And I want you to, each time that we read a plague, you're going to dip your finger into your wine or into your grape juice, and you're going to let a drop dribble onto your matzah. Everybody understand?
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to, every time we read about a plague, and Brother Isaiah, this is where I want you to help me to read. We're going to be reading starting in Exodus chapter 1. So I'll read chapter 1, you read chapter 2. We said we're going to have all right, well, hold on a minute, I forgot. I had invited the sisters to read as well. Okay.
Okay, Malachi,
so
chapter 1,
chapter 2,
read chapter 3.
Yeah, anybody else want to read?
I'll read chapter 3.
No, somebody already took chapter 3. You can take chapter 4.
Chapter 4, amen.
Anyone else want to participate? Okay, we will go this way until we read all 15 chapters. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, that way. Everybody understand?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right, amen. So I'll start this off. Exodus, chapter 1.
Olivia. Remember, I'm on a podcast, so I can't.
Now, these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more mightier than we. Come on, and let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemy and fight against us, and so get them out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure city, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. And all their service wherein they made them serve with rigor. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shaphira, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, "When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives feared Elohim and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, "Why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive?" And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and they are delivered ere or before the midwives come in unto them. Therefore Elohim dwelt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass before the midwives, because the midwives feared Elohim, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, 'Every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive.'" And there, okay, chapter 2.
Amen. Chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took two wives, a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrush and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what will be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside, and when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nourished it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, because I drew him out of the water. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to him that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, who made thee a prince and a judge of us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the droughts to water their father's flock. And the shepherd came and drove them away. But Moses stood. Excuse me. Verse 16. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the droughts to water their father's flock. And the shepherd came and drove them away. But Moses stood, and he helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that thou art come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us, and watered the flock. And he said unto his daughters, and where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him, that he may eat bread. And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. And she bare him a son, and he called his name Gershom. For he said, I have been a stranger in a strange land. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Amen.
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 Chapter 3.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of Dan, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put up thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large into a land flowing with milk and honey, and to the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming to me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee, when thou hast brought forth thy people, the people, forgive me, out of Egypt. Ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. And God said, Moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go, and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and to a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, and to the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, and now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor, and of her that sojourneth in her house, jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment. And ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Amen.
Amen. Exodus chapter 4.
Amen. Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is it in thy hand? That he said, and he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thy hand, take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thy hand into thy bosom again. But he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his own flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither hitherto, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or the deaf or seen or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach what thou shalt say. And he said, O Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take his rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, Go, return into Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, but I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if he thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay the son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the end that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, Surely a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mouth of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Amen.
Amen. The book of Exodus, chapter 5. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith Yah Elohim of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, Who is Yah, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Yah, neither will I let Israel go. And they said, The Elohim of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto Yah our Elohim, lest he fall upon us with pestilence and with the sword. And the king of Egypt said unto them, Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto your burdens? And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, You shall no more give the people straw to make bricks, as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and the tale of the bricks, which they, and the tally of the bricks which they which they did make hitherto for, you shall lay upon them. You shall not diminish aught thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our Elohim. Let their more work be laid upon the men, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where you can find it. Yet not aught of your work shall be diminished. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters hasted them, saying, fulfill your works, your daily task, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and demanded, wherefore have you not fulfilled your task in making brick, both yesterday and today, as heretofore? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants. And they say to us, make brick. And behold, thy servants are beaten, but the fault is in thine own people. But he said, you are idle. You are idle. Therefore you say, let us go and do sacrifice. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, and you shall be delivered, and yet shall you deliver the tally of brick. And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case. After it was said, you shall not diminish aught from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way, as they came forth from Pharaoh. And they said unto them, Yah look upon you and judge, because you have made our favor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us. And Moses returned unto Yah and said, Yah, wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he has done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. The book of Exodus chapter 6. Amen.
Amen. Chapter 6. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of the Canaan, the land of the pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. And I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will rid you out of their bondage. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people. And I will be to you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel, but they hearkened not unto Moses for anguish of spirit and for cruel bondage. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, go in, speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spake before the Lord, saying, behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened unto me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am of uncircumcised lips? And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, and gave them a charge unto the children of Israel and unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and of Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. These be the families of Reuben, and the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shuul, the son of Cananiah, Tish, woman, the Canaanitish woman. These are the families of Simeon. And these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generation, Goshen and Kohath and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Goshen, Libni, and Shimei, according to their families, and the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel, and of the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. And the sons of Merari, and Mahali, and Mashai, these are the families of the Levi according to their generations. And Amram took him Jochebed, his father's sister, to wife, and she bare him Amram and Moses, and the years of the life of Amram were 137 years. And the sons of Izhar, Korah, and Napag, and Zari, and the sons of Uziel, Mishael, and Elzaphan, and Zethri, and Aaron took him Elisheba, a daughter of Amminadab, sister of Naashon, to wife, and she bare him Nadab, and Abihu, and Eleazar, and Ithamar, and the sons of Korah, Asar, and Aklanah, and Abaseth. These are the families of the Korahites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, to kill one of the daughters of Pethuel to wife, and she bare him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families. These are Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, bring out of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. These are they which spake to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out of the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on that day when the Lord spake unto Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Speak thou unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say unto thee. And Moses said before the Lord, behold, I am uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh hearken unto me? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 7.
Yes, amen. Exodus chapter 7. Great job, Brother Isaiah. I just want to say it. Amen. Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Thou shalt speak all that I command thee, and Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh, that he send the children of Israel out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt, that Pharaoh should not hearken unto you, that I may lay my hand upon Egypt, and bring forth my army and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgment. Verse 5. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch forth my hand upon Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded them, so did they. And Moses was 84 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spake unto Pharaoh. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then shalt thou say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians sent you of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. Verse 12. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. Get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he goeth out into the water. And lo, shalt thou stand by the river's brink against he comes. And the rod which was turned to a serpent shalt thou take in thy hand. And thou shalt say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath sent me unto thee, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. And behold, hitherto thou wouldest not hear. Thus said the Lord, In this thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. Verse 18. And the fish that is in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Take thy rod, and stretch out thy hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon their streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, and they that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river returned to blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river sank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Neither did he hearken unto them, as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither did he set his heart to this also. And also the Egyptians digged round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled. After that, the Lord had smitten the river. Amen.
Amen. Exodus chapter 8.
Amen.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, Go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Let thy people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs, and the river shall bring forth
wait
frogs.
Wait a minute, Sister Maria, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Did each one of you remember to dip your finger into the wine and let it drip onto your matzah?
Amen.
Amen. So if you haven't done so, so for him turning the river into blood, you need to dip your finger into your grape juice and let a drop drip onto your matzah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. To continue,
all right.
Brother Miles.
Go ahead and continue.
Amen. Exodus chapter 8, verse 3. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house and into thy bedchamber and upon thy bed and into the house of thy servants and upon thy people and into thy ovens and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee and upon thy people, upon all thy servants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying unto Aaron, Stretch forth thy hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause the frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, Entreat the Lord that he may take away frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, Glory over me, when shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to thy word that thou mayest know that there is none like unto Yah, our God, our Elohim. And the frogs shall depart from thee and from thy houses and from thy servants and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. Moses cried unto Yah because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And Yah did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps, and the land stank. But when Moses saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them, as Yah had said. And Yah said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they
pardon me for a minute. Sister Maria, hold on just a second. All right, everybody dip your finger in for the frogs.
Amen.
And you can continue after you've done that.
Amen. Exodus chapter 8, verse 16 reads, and the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in men and in beasts. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of Elohim. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as Yah had said. And Yah said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith Yah, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end of thy mayest know that I am Yah in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between thy people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. And Yah did so, and there came a grievous swarm of flies unto the house of Pharaoh, and unto his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, Go, ye sacrifice to Elohim in that land. And Moses said, it is not meet so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to Yah, our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Yah our God, as he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to Yah your Elohim in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away and treat for me. And Moses said, behold, I go out thee, and I will entreat Yah that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people tomorrow. But let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to Yah. And Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated Yah. And Yah did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people, there remained not one. And Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also. Neither would he let the people go. Amen.
Amen. Everybody take your finger and dip into your wine or your grape juice, and let a drop drip onto your matzah or the fly. Exodus chapter 9, starting in verse 1. Then Yah said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith Yah Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if thou refuse to let them go and wilt hold them still, behold, the hand of Yah is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon thy horses, and upon the asses, and upon the camels, and upon the oxen, and upon the sheep. There shall be a grievous murrain. And Yah shall serve, and Yah shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And then shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. And Yah appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow Yah shall do this thing in the land. And Yah did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died. But of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. And Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And Yah said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take you a handful of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heavens in the sight of Pharaoh. Let us go right now and let us dip a finger for the death of all the animals of Egypt, and none touch, and no animal of Israel died.
Amen.
And Yah said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take you a handful of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it shall come, and it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and it shall be a boil breaking forth with the blains upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boil, for the boil was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. And Yah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as Yah had spoken unto Moses. And Yah said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith Yah Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart and upon on thy servants, upon thy people, and thou shalt, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For I will stretch out my hand that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, that thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in every deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go. Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause it to rain a grievous hail. So let us dip our fingers in the wine or in the grape juice, let a drop fall.
Amen.
For the pestilence that the Most High sent on the land of Egypt. Verse 18. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feareth the word of Yah among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle to flee into the house. And he that regarded not the word of Yah left his servants and his cattle in the field. And Yah said unto Moses, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth the rod toward heaven, and Yah sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and Yah rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. Yah is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yah, for it is enough, and there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hand unto Yah, and the thunder shall cease. Neither shall there be any more hail, and thou mayest know how the earth is Yah. Let everybody dip their finger into their drink and let it, a drop, fall onto your matzah, where the hail and the fire that Most High rained from heaven on each.
Hallelujah.
But as for thee and thy servant, I know that you will not yet fear Yah Elohim. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in ear, and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hand unto Yah, and the thunders and hail ceased. And the rain was not poured upon, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. Neither would he let the children of Israel go, as Yah had spoken by Moses. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Chapter 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him, and that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And Moses and Aaron came in, and the Pharaoh and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long wilt thou refuse to humble thyself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow will I bring the locusts into thy coast, and they shall cover the face of the earth, that one cannot be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of that which is escaped, which remaineth unto you from the hail, and shall eat every tree which groweth for you out of the field. And they shall fill thy houses, and the houses of all thy servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither thy fathers nor thy father's fathers have seen, since the day that they were upon the earth until this day. And he turned himself and went out from Pharaoh. And Pharaoh's servant said unto him, how long shall this man be a snare unto us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Knowest thou not yet that Egypt is destroyed? And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh, and he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God, but who are they that shall go? And Moses said, we will go with our young and with our old, with our sons and with our daughters, with our flocks and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be so with you as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you. Not so. Go now, ye that are men, and serve the Lord, for that ye did desire, and they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come up upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of the land, even all that the hail have left. And Moses stretched forth his rod over the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind upon the land all that day,
and all that night. And when it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they before them that were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such, excuse me. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened, and that did eat every herb of the land, and all the fruit of the trees, which the hail had left. And there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field, so through all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray thee, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. And he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord turned a mighty strong west wind, which took away the locusts and cast them into the Red Sea. There remaineth not one locust in all the coast of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind. For therefore must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me. Take heed to thyself. See my face no more. For in the day that thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, thou hast spoken well. I will see thy face again no more. Amen.
Amen. So let us dip our finger into our drink for the locusts. And let us dip our finger into our drink for the darkness that the Most High caused upon the land of Egypt, but he put light in the land of the Hebrew.
Amen.
The book of Exodus, chapter 11.
Amen. Exodus chapter 11, and verse 1. Exodus 11 and 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go home. When he shall let you go, he shall surely bless you out and altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus said the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of Egypt. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know
how that the Lord would put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Amen.
Amen. So let us, this actual plague has not come to pass yet. Exodus chapter 12.
Amen. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, and according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls of every man, according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast it with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am Yah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yah throughout your generation. You shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by ordinance forever. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether it be a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall ye eat unleavened bread. Then Moses called from all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of the hyssop and dip it in the blood that it is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For Yah will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the side posts, Yah will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which Yah will give you, according as he hath promised, that you shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yah, Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshiped. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yah had commanded Moses and Aaron, so they did. And it came to pass that at midnight Yah smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of the Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel. Go serve Yah as you have said. Also take your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urging upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, and their knee trouts being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord and Yah gave the people favor in sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such a thing that they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, above 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of dough, which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now, the sojourn of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yah went out from the land of Egypt. It is night to be much observed unto Yah for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yah to be observed of all children of Israel in their generation. And Yah said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten, that thou shalt not carry forth. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of flesh abroad out of the house. Neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to Yah, let all his males be circumcised. Then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as Yah commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Yah did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their army. Amen.
Amen and amen. All right, now this is the only place I'm going to expound upon in the scriptures for our reading. I want everybody to take note that the Most High told Israel on the 10th day of the month to go get a lamb, every household on the 10th to go get a lamb. And then on the 14th day of the month at evening, he told them to kill the Passover. He told them to take the blood, take some hyssop and the blood, and to paint the lintel, which is the top of the door, and the two side posts of the door. Now, in the Hebrew language, that is actually a letter, the hey. So the Most High had them to put his initials in blood on their home. He says, everywhere where I see my initial in the lamb's blood, I will pass over you, and I will not bring judgment into your house. And every house that I don't see this initial in my blood, or not in my blood, but this my initial in blood, then the destroyer will come in and kill the firstborn in that house. Now, it didn't matter if they were in prison or if they were in Pharaoh's house. If they didn't follow the instruction and they were the firstborn and they weren't up under the blood, up under the initial, they died. This is Yah's Passover, when he passed over Israel and killed all the firstborn of Egypt, whether it be man or beast. Let us dip our finger into our cup. And let it fall, a drop fall upon your matzah. Because Yah passed over all of Israel and killed the firstborn of all of Egypt. In the 430th year, to the day they came out of the land of Egypt, the Most High and all of Israel, a mixed multitude. The book of Exodus, chapter 13. And Yah spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn whatsoever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by strength of hand of Yah brought you out from the place, from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day ye came out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when Yah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he sware unto to thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast of Yah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Yah did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that Yah's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand has Yah brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And it shall be when Yah shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, as he sware unto thee and to thy fathers, and shall give it thee, that thou shalt set apart unto Yah all that opens the matrix, every firstling that cometh of beast shall, which thou hast, the males shall be Yah, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck, and all the firstborn of man among thy children shall be redeemed, shall thou redeem. And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what is this? As thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand Yah brought us out from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yah slew all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore, I sacrifice to Yah all that opens the matrix, being male, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem. And it shall be for a token upon thine hand, and for the frontlets between thine eyes, and for by strength of hand Yah brought us forth out of Egypt. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For Elohim said, least peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But Elohim led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went out harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And Yah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. The book of Exodus, chapter 14.
Amen. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speaking to the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pahai-Aroth, between Migdal and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before Israel ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh was saying unto the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness have shut them in. And thou wilt harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that all the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariots and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook the encamping by the sea beside Pahai-Aroth before Bet-El-Zaphon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dwelt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I beheld, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, that I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of the fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and he and his servant Moses. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us take a finger, dip it into your drink, as Yah has destroyed the enemies of Israel utterly.
Amen.
The book of Exodus, chapter 15.
Amen. Exodus, chapter 15, and verse 1. Amen.
Amen.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song to the Lord, and saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider have flown into the sea.
he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him and have a table. My father's God, when I will exalt him. Verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host have been cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered him. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has been dashed in pieces to enemies. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubborn. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as in heat, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, which thee covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty water. 11. Who is likened to thee, O Lord, among thy gods, the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearless in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallows them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength and to thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold in the habitation of Philistina. The dukes of Edom shall be amazed, the mighty men of Moab. Trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm they shall be as steel as a stone. So thy people pass over, O Lord, for the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon him. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tremble in her hand. And all the women went out after her with trembles and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have been thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Sin. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Moriah, they could not drink of the waters of Moriah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Moriah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and his command, and to give and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elam, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the water. Amen.
All right. Amen. Okay, let us take our finger one last time. Dip it into your wine or your grape juice, and let it drip upon your matzah for Yah that healeth us. Did everyone take up their matzah? And let's raise it up. Yah Elohim, we thank you, Father, for delivering our forefathers out of the land of bondage, out of Egypt, Father. You delivered us on eagle's wings. Swiftly, it is you that hardened Pharaoh's heart that you might get glory. It is you that delivered thy people that we might know that you and you alone are Elohim, and there is no other. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory for all that you did for our forefathers. Father, we eat this matzah right now that we raise to you. This matzah represents Yeshua, who was not leavened, with sin that he could be sacrificed for ours. This matzah represents the speed with which we left Egypt, that we did not have time to allow the bread to rise. Everybody should eat this pizza of matzah right now. And you are free to take a drink from your wine or your grape juice. All right, amen. Well, let's give the Most High a hand clap of praise at this moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. for delivering us out of slavery of sin and the bondage of sin.
Sure.
Everybody take a breath. Thank you, Yah, for saving us from the Egyptians, and to Yahshua for saving us from our sins. And all the people repeat after me. Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
And creator of the fruit of the vine.
And creator of the fruit of the vine.
All right, I want everybody to put some horseradish or whatever bitter herb you have on a piece of matzah. And I want you to eat it. That's maybe bitter, ain't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, dude. That was spicy. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let me remind you. We don't want to go back into slavery. We don't want no more of this. All right. Everybody should have their cherry dish, which is the sweet. This is the sweetness of the deliverance of Yah. The deliverance
you,
of slavery. The deliverance from sin. I want you to take some of that and put it on your matzah and eat it. And make sure you eat all the horseradish. Make sure you eat all of the cherry dash, the sweetness, the deliverance of Yah. Sure tastes better than that slavery.
Amen.
As we prepare to eat our meal, let me get a little bit more grape juice here. And let us raise our cup.
Oh, sorry.
Everybody take your cup. Raise it up to the heavens. Blessed art thou, O Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, creator of the fruit of the earth. Thank you for the food and for this time to remember the Passover and Yahshua, our Passover lamb. And all the saints said, amen.
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 Let us drink to our Elohim. Whatever meal that you got for yourself for this evening, I want you to go ahead and let's get it. Let's bless it. Remember, we are to eat it in haste. This is not a sit down and take your time and just have a good time, a relaxed meal. He said that we should reenact this and eat it in what? Haste, in a hurry. So let's everyone go and get their meal at this time and come back, and we will bless it, and we will all eat, and we will take 30 minutes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's everybody move at this point. And I'll put on some music. It is now 7:15 my time, which is probably 9:15 your time.
Amen.
We will be finished by 9:45 your time, which is 9:45. You know, and I already asked you guys to make sure that you allotted, you know, some extra time for this. And we might have this meal together. Amen. All right, so let's go get our meals and let's hurry back. Then I will bless it. And then we will finish this up with remembering our Messiah, for he is our Passover lamb. Thank you. back. Hello?
Hello.
Is everyone back?
Yeah, back.
All right. Let us bow our heads.
Oh, you want to bless everybody?
Yeah, well, I was going to bless it. Y'all probably start eating, ain't you? All right, let's bow our heads and let us bless this. Father, Yah, we thank you. We ask that you will bless this meal and the nourishment of our body. We thank you for all that you provide for us daily. And we know that you are going to provide for us now and in the future. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Everybody can go ahead and eat. Remember, this is not, don't take your time with it. Don't choke or anything, but make sure that you're not having a leisurely meal. But we are supposed to eat this with haste. Go ahead and eat.
know there's help for the heavy hearted. The weak will find their strength renewed. You just gotta have faith. You just gotta have faith. It's life or the shadow.
Amen, amen, amen. We should be have made our way back. I pray everybody has had a blessed meal. If you are back, if you will say amen.
Amen.
All right. All right, for those of us who were able to hang in there, I want you to take one more cup of grape juice, not a whole lot, or wine. I want you to get it and hold it up to the Most High and let us bless it. And when everybody has it, if you'll say
amen.
All right. Yeah. All right. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who bringeth forth the fruit of the vine. Father, we bless this wine and this grape juice as it represents the blood of Mashiach. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen. All right. Let us go ahead and let us, I want everybody to take a pizza matzah, and you have your grape juice or your wine. And Let us go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I want us to all come into remembrance. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. As Yeshua and his disciples were coming into Jerusalem on the 10th day of Nisan, which is the day that the Most High said to gather, that all of Israel would gather the lambs, Messiah enters into Jerusalem as the Most High's lamb. And he ministers those 4 days. And then he comes and he tells his disciples, he said, go and prepare the Passover. And they go and they prepare the Passover. And at this Passover meal, which is his last one, he opens up the new covenant to them. And he tells them that he wants them to remember him, remember what he's done. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Yeshua's death till he comes. So we are to understand that we are to reverence his death and what he went through. Let's go back up to verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he break it. Everyone, I want you to take your piece of matzah and I want you to break it. Amen. And said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Everybody take their piece of matzah and eat it. The book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 22. And as they did eat, Yeshua took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave to them and said, take, this is my body. As you chew on that piece of masa, remember that it is all that Messiah went through, how his body was beaten, how he was pierced through with a spear, how he was crucified, all that we might be able to come back in right relationship with the Father, that his body was broken for us. Take your glass of wine or your cup, and let us go back to 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. Verse 25. And after the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
Thank you, God.
Let's turn to Mark chapter 14, verse 24. The book of Mark chapter 14 and verse 24. And he said unto them, is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for men. Everybody take up the cup of Messiah and drink into the New Testament.
Amen.
Drink all of it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Yah. And everyone repeat after me. Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Blessed art thou, O Yah.
Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Our Savior.
Our Savior.
And our Redeemer.
And our Redeemer.
Thank you for saving a wretch like me.
Thank you for saving a wretch like me.
For redeeming me from my sin.
And redeeming me from my sin.
And for Yeshua, our Passover lamb.
Our Passover lamb.
Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Making a way where there was no way. Father, if it wasn't for your love for us, where would we be right now? On our way to hell. On our way to the lake, Father. We thank you for first loving us. And we just thank you. Hallelujah. Just as the Most High saved our forefathers by bringing them up under the blood of the Lamb,
yes.
In these last days, he has saved
yes.
us by bringing us up under the blood of the Lamb of the Most High Messiah,
yes.
the Anointed One.
Thank you.
Who came and paid the price for us.
Hallelujah.
Paid it in full. And we just want to be oh so thankful and remember him. As Yah looked at him and us up under his blood, as he passed over our forefathers in Egypt, so when he looks at us, he passes over our sins if we come up under the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Yah.
Thank you for your redeeming grace. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for being faithful. Father, we just want to be faithful to you. Hallelujah. Let's all bow our heads. Father, yeah, thank you for sending Messiah. Thank you for Messiah's obedience to you. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb, which taketh away the sins of the world. Father, we thank you for allowing us to know and to understand and believe and to obey your word in accordance as it is written. We thank you for Messiah, who was faithful unto death.
Yes, yeah.
Hallelujah. Father, we won't take his death lightly, and we will remember it with reverence and with fear and with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you. That we can have joy. We don't take joy in your death. Hallelujah. But we take joy in that you paid the price for us.
Yes.
And that we are able to live according to your statutes, your laws, and your commandments.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank
God.
You. Hallelujah. Father, as we go for tonight, keep your saints safe. Let us once again come together and to celebrate you in the Feast of the First Fruits.
Yes.
For Yeshua is the first one to rise from the dead. And he completes the Feast of the First Fruits.
So, oh,
Father,
hallelujah.
We shall celebrate. We'll celebrate Messiah on the first day of the week, Sunday. On tomorrow night, we will continue in your love, Father. On Sabbath morning, Brother Isaiah will be bringing a precept. And I don't know what that precept is, but I will get it out to you as soon as possible. And then we will do the heave offering on Sunday. So everybody be prepared, because we don't usually have a service on Sunday, but we'll have one this Sunday because it is the heave offering, the Feast of the First Fruits.
Hallelujah.
And we just want to honor the Most High in his feast days. Father,
yes.
As we go our separate ways tonight, encamp your angels around us. Keep us safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And bring us back again at the appointed time. And once again, we thank you, Father, for your precious gift, the gift of Mashiach and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. All right, family. I love you, and Yah loves you more. Maybe sister wrote me that. Amen. I can't love you more than Yah does, trust me. But I love you anyway, and Yah loves you more. I love you, and we'll see everybody on tomorrow night. Shalom.
Shalom.
Every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient, hanging with to miss my constant vibration. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you. Cause without you, there's no need.